there was no effect anywhere. So you see the babalawos and the courts people run to go and join. That sodium lamp shining in their darkness. But we have the Son of Righteousness. You can't offer me anything, I'll take it. You want me to commit, sign agreement, bleed, sign covenants because of light. When NEPA goes, wow, it dies. Hey! When I have access to that new Jerusalem that does not even need the sun, that the glory of God is the light. Ha! I won't join your cult. When you want to preach, tell people this truth. Stop making it look like God the vexed. How can you be committing sin like this? You don't know God is getting angry. I told you, don't be angry with people. Feel sorry for them. No, you can be very angry. Look at this man. Angry. You'll be angry with him. Let me tell you, the son that sinned, he shall die. You're not lying. But you're not getting the point. I was telling the story? Or my friends and I were gisting somewhere. Maybe can you remind me about that Benin chief, that Benin prince? Was he here or were talking in somebody's house? Okay. Well, let me tell you briefly. About one man I met, a Benin prince. His father, either his father or his grandfather, was Oba of Benin at the time. I went for a full gospel meeting and he preached there. He said he had no problem with his wife and the children, anybody going to church. He didn't think he had any need for it. In the 70s, when Naira was exchanging for 175 kobo was exchanging for a dollar, he said, I had a million. Don't think he's one local man. He's a chartered accountant. This man who went to school in Britain of those days. He said, well, what is it that you are looking for? My God gave it to me too. His gods were shigidis. You know what they call shigidi? Rocks, you know, carvings that he poured blood on, you know, oil, stuff like that. Sacrifice a fowl periodically. Said there's one room in his house. Nobody entered that room. Nobody. Nobody. There are things there that women don't touch. And so he had no problem. He was a grown man with grown children. I mean, he had children. He was a successful man. He said, except that one night, he woke up around 3 a.m. He knew somebody woke him up. His wife and children, they had been praying that it's enough. This cult is the way that Papa don't do. Don't do. So he woke up and he knew somebody woke him up. And he made a statement. He said, if you have been into the occult, you will know when powers bigger than you are commanding you. He said he couldn't resist. Whoever woke him up told him to get up. He got up. Dress up. He dressed up. He said, go into that your room. That his secret room. He entered there. He said, pack everything you have into bags. He packed everything like 2 or 3 bags. He said, put them into your car. 3 a.m. He hauled everything into the car. He said, start driving. To where? Just start driving. When they got to one bridge, crossing one river in Benin, he told him to stop there. He stopped. He said, haul everything to the water. I was hearing the man preach. He made a statement. He said, that I told you earlier, that if you have been into this thing, you know when you can resist and when you can't. He knew he couldn't resist. God had taken him over. I told you, this sodium lamp, tell men, these guys who are going to occult, you they buy torch, Chinese torch, we know they work safe. When you can have sun shining, you are buying torch. This man had been this thing for decades. He grew up in it. Either his father or his grandfather was the Oba of Benin. He's not a small man talking. In natural things. Not a small man. So that day, the power told him, haul everything into the waters. Alone, a man that had driver, he drove himself at 3 a.m. He mentioned the river, mentioned the bridge. It's been years ago, can't remember now. Threw everything inside. The Spirit said, now you can go back home. He said, what shocked him most was that after that, he didn't know nothing again. He said, this is why I told the story. He said, he now prayed that, you that did all of these things to me, I have no problem with what you have taken, but you have left me exposed. He said, for 6 months, he was there. He had nowhere. It was one day, finally, he don't know God. One day, God now took him to a church. Big, rich, multi-millionaire Benin prince. He sat on a bench. When boys were clapping, this is that day. The Bible says the gospel is foolishness to Gentiles. If God didn't do that to him, you think he will ever go there? See, one small boy grabbed microphone and shouting, "Today, God is going to visit somebody." The man will look like this boy needs visitation himself. Oh, the Lord is good. What am I saying? All the powers he thought he had, it was candlelight when God began to shine. Without any struggle, who prayed him out of that? His wife and his children. He led them to go to church. Great mistake. Hey. When they prayed, God came to the house and said, "Oh boy, come, pack those things. Where I'm standing, you have no power." Listen to me. Let me just tell you something. Paul said, "Let us be diligent to enter." We have power bigger than all kinds of powers on the earth, and with a slack, with a struggle with unbeliever, now borrow me candle. Can I use your torch? This is your brick batteries, don't we go? You get tiger head for there. God said, labor to enter. I told you something. Everything that God wanted to give mankind, everything that mankind has been begging for, God packaged it and Jesus took it. This is an interesting thing. These spiritual substances are actually substances. In the realm of the spirit, they can be poured. Are you getting my point? That's why the word oil is even often used in the Bible to describe spiritual matter. I remember one man, a prophet, describing a vision he had. A woman was begging God for healing. A man. So the man went to go and pray. And God told him, "This guy is going to die, he won't be healed." No, somebody was sick, he went to go and pray. So as he was praying, God said, "This man will die, he won't be." He said, "Why not?" He said, "Because I'm offering it to him." The next thing he knew was that he saw a vision. That's what I'm telling the story. And you see God offer him something, a small vial, like take. That's how spiritual things are. They are held like, in like containers. And listen to me, Jesus has all of them. They're in his bank. You can't get it from anywhere else. Nothing real can you get from anywhere else. This is the interesting part. When God wants to send it to the earth, he sends those spiritual substances as what? Words. So Jesus said, "The word that I speak, no be letter. It is not ABCD. Or yeah, ABCD. It's not. It may sound like that, but actually, he said, "The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life." You know what it means? He said, "The words that I speak, they carry the spiritual substance that imparts life wherever they get to." Therefore, anybody who wants to drink, you know, I say, a substance of that which the Father has given me, it pleased God that the fullness of Godhead should dwell bodily in Christ Jesus. Anyone who wants to drink of it, all right, must go to my word. He sent his word. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is how the take of my substance. That's why Bishop David Abioye said, activity is the killer of sensitivity. That Christians don't settle down, they love to run up and down. Jesus said, "Abba, Martha, you are bothered by too many things when only one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part. It cannot be taken away from her." You want to drink of what God has for you? It is in his word. No matter how much I love you, no matter how anointed I am, I cannot pass it to you by the laying on of hands. I can't. I can use that one to stir you up to go and look for the real thing. You know, my wife and I were discussing. God gave me insight as I was meditating into things that happen in modern day Christianity. In Nigeria, that is the move of God. I mean, real move of God. How God poured his spirit onto, at least I know about campuses. All right? Young men those days were carrying the tangible spirit of God. They used to play with it. You know, I play with it. You've seen it before. A man will just, and forget, a lot of, these days we see a lot of jokers. All right? A lot of jokers who are just carrying the cardboard. You know, the glory has departed, but they want to stay there. Jesus has left the mountain. They are still building tabernacle there. Elijah has gone. Moses has gone. Jesus has gone to the cross where through which he will get into other things, they are still there. That's what we see a lot of these days. Those days, literally, men used to play with the anointing. They can do like they say, you, take it, throw it at you. As it hits you like a ball, you're on the floor. A man of God, my wife and I went to see, when he came to town, went to his hotel room to go and gist with him for a few hours. He said once he went to, was it in Aba or somewhere, he was laying on one man. The next thing he knew was that it was only his shoes he could see. The guy came into the air and flew backwards. He left his shoes behind. This is the interesting part. Listen to me. At the end of the day, the man that you laid hands on that flew away, he will rise up in his problems. I'm telling you the truth. He didn't solve any problem for anybody, and God did not intend for you to solve any problem. It was a demonstration for all of you to know that there is real power in Christ Jesus. Are you getting my point? But then, I told my wife, after I analyzed everything, those days it was very common. I entered university as a thing, I think was in his peak or was beginning to win. Men used to do all kinds of things with anointing. Young boys, though. I don't mean old men. God forgot the old men. He sat on those young boys. Man could remove his jacket and say, hold it. As you try to hold it, you fall down and say, next person try to catch it, all of you. And it's become like play. A friend of mine told me about one man of God. If I mention his name, all of you will know him. He's come to their school. They were in secondary school. I think he was also in secondary school. Or he had entered university. And he would say, oh, we have seen people fall under the power too much. No matter when we lay hands, we are falling down. He said, why do they have to fall? Why can't they rise? And they begin to sing and praise God. Next thing you know, men are rising into the air. Those things are real. This is the interesting part. What did you do for anybody? Nothing. I'm not saying that it wasn't real power of God. I'm just saying that God said, this is not what will deliver anybody. Paul said, when I wanted to offer you deliverance, I came to preach the gospel to you. It is the word of God that permanently delivers people. So after a while, all those operations, those playing in meetings died down. Some men still tried to wind it. When it didn't work, they started using techniques. In Jesus' name, they give you. You're on the floor. Hallelujah. That's the power of God. It's not the power of God. You know why the thing died down? Not because men became too unholy. That's not why. We used to think that people did not understand reverence, so it went away. No, God said, I use this one to let you know. This is called manna in the wilderness. Now enter and begin to sow and plant and reap. Are you getting my point? Now you have known that these things are real. Now, take your Bible and begin to read. Take the word of God and begin to drink. Don't let activities becloud you. All the men in the occult, you know what they do? They know where their power is. If you ever watch this film, Agbaranla, that's a Yoruba film, called Ultimate Power. One of the most anointed and inspired movies Nigerians ever did. No, not even Ultimate Power, the one I want to describe. Good. Because in my mind, I said, this other one is just as anointed. It's called Ideshu, Bondage. Not Living in Bondage. This one's by Mount Zion. Bondage. In Yoruba, Ideshu. That is the bondage of Satan. These men entered to the court, three of them, to make money. The first level they entered, they had to go back regularly to eat sacrifices. They will go offer some sacrifice, eat it in a graveyard, and the money will keep flowing. Why did I tell that story? Believers, we do with a chop sacrifice. Yes, we eat. We eat. Men of the world be sacrificing fowl and making incantations. The hottest incantations are the biblical ones. Incantation that you whisper and devil will disappear. It is written, man shall not live by the devil will just disappear. You want to know incantation? This is the real incantation. No. This is the real incantation. No. You want to puffer, like we say it in Yoruba. This is the real one. When people tell you that you will see in this office, you say, why do the hidden rage? And the people imagine a vain thing. Before you finish, one guy don't get my grade. I told you, Jeremiah began to prophesy. One man collapsed and died. The problem is that we are not eating our own sacrifices. That's the problem. We want the pastor to eat it for us. You bring your head. It's a lie. Most of them, bobo. I'm sorry, I'm a preacher. Most of them, bobo. How many heads? Each man needs to get his own incantation with which he will face the challenges of life. When we want to pray, we pray in agreement. I believe in that. I can pray with people. I believe in that. We download power from above. Then usually what the power we download is a word. I'm telling you. The one you who download serious incantation. One word. There are words that kill presidents, make presidents, change nations, scatter conspiracies. Everything that God wanted to do for anybody is in Christ Jesus. And that's why he's called the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And that Word became flesh. That's what God does. The Word becomes flesh every day. Go on, Revelations. What was the name of Jesus Christ? The Word. That's his Word. That's all. So everything we are describing is here. These dangerous times, your incantation is Psalm 91. On Tuesday, if you come around next Tuesday, we are going to some incantation sessions. Yeah, it's incantation. You know what incantations are? They are prophetic utterances with which men control the things that happen in the realm of the spirit, and those ones affect the things that happen on the earth. I want to tell you there's trouble. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress and my refuge, my God in whom I will trust. Incantation. Let me tell you the truth. These incantations, they stop bullets also. I remember the testimony of one brother, one guy I read in the magazine. So one day he was traveling down from Lagos, from Ibadan to Lagos. He had some business, he was in Ibadan. He was based in Lagos. Rich young man. Was driving a very nice ride. So on the way, Christian man. He stopped on the express to give lift to somebody. So one young man carrying a bag. He said, okay. He said, no, he does that. So he gives somebody lift and they can share the word with the person in the process. So they are just there the journey. The young man pulled out a gun and told him to clear. So he cleared. Young man took him into the bush. Remove your clothes. He did. Kneel down there. He knelt down there. So the guy now said, look, I'm going to kill you. So at that point, he got angry. So he answered back, you can't kill me. I'm a child of the king. The guy said, you won't be the first. I don't know about the other people, but you cannot kill me. I am the child of the king. So the boy said, watch. Put his gun and fired. The gun jammed. Fired again. The gun jammed. He turned. Fired at the floor. The gun went off. Fired at the young man again. The gun jammed. I said, you decrease. Come on. Wait for there. Collected his glove. Walled the thing back. Said the boy began to tremble. Believe me, this incantation, it is a stop bullet. The problem we have is that we know they chop our own sacrifices. We know they chop them. We offer, the Bible says that we have become soothsayers like the Philistines. We all gather, we waste. James is alarmed. The mouth of holy incantations is talking nonsense. This country is not going anywhere. All these politicians are very useless. They want to kill all of us. There are words that have never fallen by mistake from my mouth. Nobody's killing all of us. Who is us? Who is the us? We don't utter the real incantations. We waste. You know, our mouths are busy morning till night. We sacrifice unto Arsenal and Man U. Morning till night. We can analyze who bought who from who. For how long? For how much? How many? You know, when you see football statistics, even me, I defer. So that is the first goal being scored by anybody that grew up in Southern England for Arsenal in the last 75 years. How do you guys do this? You will hear that in the last 16 encounters, Man U has never scored a goal in the first 8 minutes against Southampton. I said, yeah. When you hear the analysis, my head, they do boing, boing, boing. Hey! and will sit down there and be drinking it. I am not saying they are evil, but they are not worthy in the times of trouble. They are not worth anything. We can't use those words to fight devils. They can't stop bullets. They can't stop diseases. They can't stop poverty. They can't. Some of the good things of life have become distractions to us. There are people here that God said they shouldn't watch TV for the next 6 months. Yeah, I'm telling you, as you did here, so one or two people, God said, look, I brought you here today to hear this word. Next 6 months, don't look television. Not because television is evil. It's not a devil's box like the deeper life we used to call it those days. It's not. But because it has ruined your ability to incantate properly. You know what I mean? You know, I keep inventing new words. You can't say anything good anymore. All you see is CNN has corrupted your vision of life. Global warming. Your small car, you're afraid to drive, you call it global warming. When China man is building coal fire stations every day, they are driving a 1.3 liter engine Chinese car. To start it in the morning, they fear because of global warming. Too much television. The proper incantations are not in your mouth. Jesus never used the word, I resist you, devil. Did you ever hear him? That's a common, general, non-specific, useless incantation that we use. He used to give specific, because look, each incantation has its own use. When they say, turn this into bread, nonsense temptation. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. He was not saying that man must not eat bread. He was saying that there's no need to panic because of bread. If there's no bread, we speak the word and we live. So what's the problem? The devil rested. Bow to me, it is written. Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God alone, and only him you will serve. How is it going? Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and only him you will serve. Anyway, you know the way the scripture it went. Only him you worship, all right? Or that, what's the correct thing now, please? You know what I'm talking about. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God alone, only him you will serve. Yes, whichever way. The incantation is correct. I mean, specific words for specific occasions. And the beautiful thing, if you feed your heart with the word of God, eat the core. You know, I told you, eating sacrifice. We have to eat our sacrifices. These are our sacrifices. We chop it. The sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. You wake up in the morning, you just see a glass of water in front of you. And say, all I have this morning is water. People are eating, people are drinking milk and yogurt. All I have is water. No. You are killing your ability to incantate properly. Learn my word, incantate. What was the correct incantation? We look at water. Father, I thank you. This is water. It's clean water. Lord, I give you thanks. Thanksgiving, you are eating the correct sacrifices with thanksgiving. It's a sacrifice of thanks. Go and read the scriptures. People used to eat sacrifices. They didn't used to throw it away. The priests, they will sacrifice unto God and chop the meat. So whichever sacrifice you are offering God, you are eating it. If it's sacrifice of thanksgiving, you are eating it. When you wake up in the morning, the other day I was looking at my children playing, looking at their picture, my wife looked and said, you feel like a blessed man. I said, yes, I'm a blessed man. And there's no day I don't give thanks for them. Father, I thank you for this boy. Thank you for this boy. Thank you for this girl. Thank you for this boy. Thank God. Sometimes my wife is sleeping. I could just thank God for her. She don't sleep. And my wife don't switch off like they don't switch off. So I will just be thanking God. There's no light. I remember the jerrycan of fuel. Father, I thank you. Fuel is available. And I know that this one is not going to warm the globe. Let global warming scare you. As you are doing that, my brother, you are eating what? Sacrifices. You are eating sacrifices. You are improving your ability to utter the proper incantations. When you say, Naira is about to be devalued against the dollar. There are different ways to respond. There's a way to respond and say, hey, what are we going to do? These are our leaders are useless. This Charles Soludo, what was wrong with him? He said this thing now. This Sanusi man, he's going to finish everything. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? That is what James said, is a mouth bringing forth bitter waters, rubbish waters. But there is one that says, the young lions can die of hunger. They can become thirsty. Anything can happen to them. Their truth can cut because dollar grass has been devalued in the... Or is it hippopotamus that has been devalued? But those that seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. That's correct incantation. I hope you are following what I'm saying. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Everything in life, listen, Jesus is the word of God, the blessing of God. He's the wisdom of God. And anything's promise you read in these scriptures, I was listening to RB theme in my car. He said there are 7,000 promises that believers are supposed to inherit during their existence on this earth, recorded in the scriptures. Are you getting my point? You can lose money. There are different ways to look at it. Hey, after I have these 2 years to invest in this business, I can't believe mommy can be so wicked. You know, we didn't make anything. This world is horrible, it's horrible, it's horrible, it's horrible. Oh, another very common one. But what? You don't chase a woman for 2 years. You scratch and recharge card like an offering. At the end of 2 years, not only did she not marry you, she married a man poorer than you. You look. At different ways, investment to either in cash market or woman market, whichever one, it's painful. But there's an incantation to handle that. The years that the locust ate, are you getting my point? And the canker worm and the palmer worm, whatever it is, God will restore double unto me. Uh-huh. Is there anything I lose? All right? Is our temporal laws work for us what? A far exceedingly, oh my God, an eternal weight of glory. As long as we don't keep our eyes on that one which we lost, we look at the incantations which is the word of God. That's how we respond to the issues of life. Let me tell you something. Life is always making demands. You must say something. You can't keep quiet. You can't keep quiet. In this life, you must take it by force. I'm telling you, look, we are in a cult. You know the interesting part? The word mystery in the Bible that Paul talked about, all right? It was the word used to describe those who had entered the inner parts of cults. No, are you getting my point? No, when Paul was talking, explaining the fact that, look, that there's a mystery hidden, the word mystery, and expounded only to those who had entered into secret cults. We're in a secret society. The only difference is our own secret society is open to everybody. That's the only difference. That's why anybody can come here and hear what we are saying. The problem, again, is that if you have not entered, you can't understand it. Those of us who have entered, we need to put energy into eating our own sacrifices. Men are killing goats. Our own sacrifice, all right? They are the most expensive, yet the cheapest. Because what the kind of sacrifice I eat, I read the Bible. What the kind of sacrifice I eat, I give thanks to the Lord. What the kind of sacrifice I eat, I make my prayers, my supplications with thanksgiving to the Lord. That's my sacrifice. It doesn't cost me anything. But why am I able to enter and offer those kind of sacrifices and eat them? Because Jesus paid the most expensive price possible on earth for anything. So the man has to pay 200 naira to buy a white fowl in the morning. I don't need that. All I need to do is put up 2 hands and give the Lord thanks. So, see, next time you see an occultist, tell him bow. Say, Senior Babalawo has showed up. No, that's a matter of fact. You know what Jesus said? He looked at all the cults of the earth. He said, of all the cults and the Babalawos therein, none has ever been as great as John the Baptist. didn't you read it in the Bible? Of all men born of women. Is that not what he said? Including the ones that were the chief priests of the hottest cults. Said none of them could incantate like John the Baptist. He said, but in the kingdom of God, the smallest of them, he will call John. John, come. How far? So you see, as I did so, the hottest Ogboni man in Nigeria should be cleaning my shoes. With gloved hands. His dirty hands must not touch them. He go buy glove. It's not pastor has come. It's banky has come. There's a word of the pastor is one of my monks believers. That is, I'm a teacher of the word of God. That's what it means. So don't think I'm a man of God. No. It is a child of God has come. A member of the original Jesus Christ fraternity. I hope you are getting my point. Don't let them scare you. Are you getting my point? But that they are not my message. My message is you and your own sacrifices and your incantations. The believer's hope of victory. We also eat sacrifices. That's what I'm saying. Look, the blood of animals can't take away sins. The kind of blood that we eat. You know what Jesus said? If you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, these are sacrifices. These are hot sacrifices. These things run in parallel. What those men are doing outside is just a shadow of what the real substance is, which they have carried beyond the times and the boundaries that God allowed them to use them. We also eat the blood. We drink the blood and eat the flesh of Jesus Christ. The word of God. Say, I'm the bread from heaven. Are you getting my point? So, brethren, you cannot take the word of God lightly. That's your sacrifice to eat. Are you getting my point? The world is always offering you all kinds of foods. You know, there are all kinds of foods out there. There are foods made from stone, which Satan said Jesus should eat. There are breads cooked in heaven, which is Jesus that came in the flesh, which is what we are eating. What I mean by foods cooked out there, the predictions of man, they offer it to us every day. And we eat them a lot of times. And what you utter is based upon what you have eaten. Out of the abundance of the stomach, the mouth speaks. You are getting the way I'm writing this scripture so you can understand. When you go out and eat a lot of garbage, when you open your mouth, it's foul talk that will come out. You cannot utter incantations concerning those things that you have not eaten the sacrifices thereof. Believers, listen, you can't take the word of God lightly. In this modern day, that there's all kinds of gadgets, your phone can carry messages. No, you can't take it lightly. You must carry a book everywhere you go. The problem we have is that all we ever read is, John Mason. I'm not saying it's a bad book, but it's not prophetic. It doesn't have any incantations therein. All we ever read are principles of effective business performance. They are not bad, but they don't have incantations inside. It's like my cookbook I was telling you about. I cannot be hungry now and bring out the cookbook. Thou shalt mix egg and whisk it for 5 minutes and shall put in 2 pounds of flour and then add 17 cubes of sugar. Will it bring food to my stomach? No, it won't. But the word of God can bring soup to my stomach. Are you getting my point? So when God has brought the food, I can use my cookbook to cook it. But if I want to obtain food, I must eat the correct sacrifice, which is the word of God. Do you follow my point? I've heard Christians say before, I don't like to read. I said, you know, wisdom says it like this. He said, he that hates me sins loves death. Anybody doesn't give me attention sins against himself. He said, he that hates me loves death. You say, I don't like to read. You know what it means? I like to fail. I like the devil to take advantage of me. I don't like to read. It means I like ignorance. I like foolishness. I don't like words that I will use to fight when battles will come. There are those that dream one bad dream. They can't sleep again. Holy Ghost, fire. You know, there are times devil know I've gotten this one. Once you go into five hours prayer on it, he knows he got you. The ones that you wake up and utter one incantation and turn your back, he knows he's lost. A lot of prayers prayed out of fear. And we think it's out of faith. It's fear. I'm sorry, I like to chip this one in once in a while. A lot of preachers like us, you know, we like to use fear to collect something from you. We'll scare you properly. The devil knows when you have become afraid. Hey! You are sleeping. Your enemies are not sleeping, oh! Anytime I hear it, I say, sinners are not supposed to sleep. In peace will I lay me down and sleep. Because the Lord alone makes me dwell in safety. The enemy that's not sleeping is his problem. He sinned. He should not sleep. There is no rest for the wicked, says the Lord. But one thing that they think they're using to make bread and pray. Ah, you are sleeping. Your enemies are right now sacrificing God against you. I wish you would sacrifice against me in my presence. Because I will add one scripture to it. It prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I will roast the goat. Hire one more lamb. Balangu. The Lord is good. Not like the devil set us on error. You know what I mean? You know? One day, I just to end with this gist. One day, man said, the devil caught him in a room. And he went into his 3 hours prayer or something, 1 hour prayer against the devil. Until the Holy Spirit finally managed to get across to him and said, speak the word. Now they're speaking some weak scriptures. Now, there are different powers. And the devil said, okay, I will leave you first. But I like the other testimony of Smith Wigglesworth, who heard physically also. He heard noise in the sitting room and he came out and he saw it was the devil. And he said, oh, I thought it was something that needed my attention. And he went back to sleep. That's disgrace. When they treat you like that, it means you're not just the important at all. Disgrace. Another man, I heard what he, I don't know how it really happened, but somebody was telling me the story. But this is a very nice way to explain this. He said, he came out, the sitting room was scattered. He said, this must be the work of the devil. He said, devil, come here, rearrange it, I'm going to sleep. Don't, every piece of paper must be where you met it. Then went back in to go and sleep. As when you have eaten real burnt offering. A real sacrifice. As when you behave like that. I hope you learned something today. Yes. Let's bow down here and begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you for the power that we have in Christ Jesus. Thank you because I'm a member of this cult. You know what I mean now? When we use the word cult, we are the real Oboni and the Ogbo of the Ogbonis. These are the real ones. The thickest of them, we have entered into the inner caucus, the inner cause of where the deepest mysteries are discussed as believers in Christ Jesus. Next time I'll talk about it further.